Here's another fresh show from the Carrie and Tommy Show. Bundaberg Brew Drinks have some fresh flavours for summer, like pineapple and coconut, passion fruit or tropical mango. Bundaberg Summer Brews. Treat yourself today.
Welcome to Tuesday, Carrie Bickmore.
Hello.
Hello, Tommy Little.
I don't know why you guys are chipper.
I mean, we're all broken.
We're not. You're not all broken.
I was. You then broke me. So before
We're 2 days in and you've tried to kill me.
Look, before we went to air, we decided we'd play a little game.
Trial. You guys, this is what you said to me. You said we're gonna try a little game.
Yeah.
Because we talked about it yesterday.
Yeah.
And I was all up for it, not knowing that it would have result. Yeah. I believe, Buzzy, you've got just a bit
we
of it.
We tried a little game that nearly broke the team.
It was meant to be a little game.
We'll yeah, here's you. A little bit of it.
Oh, it's so bad! It's so bad!
Oh, he's throwing up.
That hyena is Sonda, not me, by the way.
I thought that was Buzz.
We will get to later in the show what made you barf.
What made me barf?
Vomit and barf together. We weren't trying to make you vomit. We didn't know that was going to be the outcome of this new thing we were trying.
We talked about this as an idea. I was made very vulnerable, and then you did something that actually could have killed me.
I couldn't have killed you.
I'd be dead by now if it wasn't so strong and stoic and clearly unfazed.
That's coming up next. What have you got for me next? Oh, you've got goss. People hanging out together. I want to know who they were and what they got up to.
I'll tell you next. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Guys, the Australian Open is in full swing. I didn't have a minute. Yeah. Because do you love the tennis?
I love the tennis. Former ball girl. Of course I love the tennis.
Former ball girl.
In fact, my finger from when we had a rematch with Ash Barty is still sore.
A rematch does imply there was a first match with Ash Barty.
There was a chance for me to redeem myself.
Yes, and what you did,
a ball from Ash Barty.
And what you did is you tried to catch it, and in doing so, nearly dislocated
my
your finger.
And now even cutting, buttering bread hurts.
Buttering bread.
Yeah, I have to butter bread often.
Just use a knife, mate.
Yeah, with the knife. When I'm pressing the knife, my finger hurts. Look at it. Look how.
Oh, that's munted.
It is.
Jeez, have you had that checked out?
No.
You should.
Anyway.
It could be busted.
So I love the tennis.
You love the tennis. That's good. A lot of people in this country love the tennis Australian Open. Of course, biggest tennis event of the year. And some news has come out. Do you remember about Serena Williams, how she posted the Instagram stories and Dusty Martin? AFL star Dustin Martin was in the videos.
No, I don't remember this.
Oh, it caused a big thing at the time because there was no mention of why or how.
She just posted some Instagram videos with Dusty in them.
And Dusty was sitting there having a drink.
Oh.
Yeah. And anyway, she's revealed how that came about.
It was just by chance. We met in Maldives. He just happened to be there and we were just hung out and we had a blast and we decided he couldn't come to the Australian Open because he would be mobbed way too much. So I was like, if we could hang out, it'll be cool, but definitely not at Melbourne Park or not here. It'd be way too crazy for him.
Yeah, she went on to say that he's friends with one of her best friends, and so that's how they kind of ended up there and just had a bit of fun together.
Only a tennis player and a footy player could accidentally run into each other in the Maldives.
In the Maldives.
It's not at the mall.
We were just hanging out. He was sitting at the bus stop, and I thought, I catch the 17. So it's obviously a new year, and so it's time where we've had some free space and some thinking time to come up with some brand new ideas, which I used none of. But it is a great chance to rehash some old ideas that we've used and we've thought, that's been so long ago, I reckon people have forgotten about that. Do you remember when I pitched an idea for run-ins with rappers?
I do.
Yes, because you dismissed it heavily.
Yeah, and then it was one of our most successful segments.
Well, I've done a little tweaking, Buzzy.
Run-ins with tennis players.
13 10 60. Give us a call. What have your interactions with tennis players been? I mean, it's Australian Open at the moment because, of course, you got hit in the head by Van Lendl.
Yep, when I was a ball kid. My friend was out on Sunday night having dinner and having dinner next to her was Naomi Osaka.
Wow.
World number one for a while.
See how entertaining are these little anecdotes? I know you're listening and you're thinking, I'd love some more of that, but by some unskilled broadcasters. Well, let's give that a go.
We probably want more than just sat next to. Mine wasn't a very interesting example, I don't know. Was it?
Remember the one we had yesterday where he just met Guzzi and had a photo with him and it all went okay. Our bar's pretty low
make
here.
Make it a good story.
Give us a call, 131060. Have you had a run-in with a tennis player?
Run-ins with tennis players.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
News came out about Serena and Dusty and the reason that they were filmed in, well, in Serena's Instagram stories.
They caught up in the Maldives. It's an unlikely pairing, Dusty and Serena. I mean, I know they're elite athletes, but I just can't imagine, what are they chatting about?
How
just
good the Maldives is.
Elite athleticism.
Just how romantic it is, how lovely it is.
No, she's loved up with the Reddit dude.
Yeah, but I think he was there, wasn't he?
Oh, was he? Oh, I thought you were implying that they were getting romantic.
No. Just as a
talking about how romantic it is.
Yeah, we can talk about
how. I can't imagine Dusty saying, oh, such a romantic place.
He's a romantic guy.
Is he?
Don't know. Oh. anyway, we run-ins with rappers had such a cult following, huge success. People are still talking about it around the water coolers. We thought we'd mix it up and do this.
Run-ins with tennis players.
Oz Open is on at the moment. Carrie Bickmore's been hit in the head by Ivan Lendl with a tennis ball because she's one of the most uncouth humans.
No, I was 13 and had a ball kid at the Hobbit Cup in Perth. The other week
you simply tried to catch a tennis ball to
from
prove
Ash
to me
Barty.
How good you were and it dislocated your finger pretty much. Let's go to Peter. Peter, do you think Carrie Bickmore is as uncouth as I paint her out to be?
Absolutely.
Yeah, she's the worst. But do you have a run-in with a tennis player?
Yeah, well, I had a run-in with two. So I was at the airport just around Oz Open time dropping off a friend, and this guy was pushing his own bags with his head down and surrounded by a bunch of people, and I saw the tennis bag and sort of moved up a little closer, and it was Rafa.
Oh,
so bumped into Rafa, and I was like, oh, Rafa, can I get a selfie? And he sort of went, oh, yep, oh, unbelievable. And then he sort of just... he was pushing his own bags, which I found quite surprising.
Yeah,
I reckon some of them would want to push their own bags. I feel like some people who are that elite, they're in control of most elements of their life and they want to make sure they know what's happening with their bags at all times.
Okay. And so when his head was down, did you see his bald spot?
Pardon? Did I what?
Nothing. Who else was... what was the other tennis player?
So then I saw another guy standing there sort of just looking a bit lonely and he had a tennis bag around his feet and I went up to him and asked, can I get a selfie? He's like, yeah, sure. So I took a selfie with him. And then I actually didn't know who it was. So I turned around and I said, oh, and who are you? After just getting a photo with Rafa. So, and turns out it was Dom Inglot, some world number 45 in doubles.
Some world number 45.
Pete, you're a legend. Thank you, brother. Let's go.
That was that guy's greatest date.
Yeah.
Someone was like.
Yeah, greatest and then worst.
Yeah.
Oh, I got a selfie.
Yeah,
no.
Who are you?
Yeah.
Maria. Which tennis player did you have a run-in with?
It wasn't me. Friends of mine were in the Maldives on a holiday and their children were playing with some children and these kids went up and said, oh, Mum and Dad said, would you all like to have dinner tonight? And so they said, yeah, great, fantastic. And it was Roger Federer.
No way.
Wow.
I swear to God. Oh, and the kids played tennis with them, but came home with some tennis rackets and said that he and his family were the most beautiful people on earth.
I've got to use my kids more. That is the way to get in.
But that was great for your friend's parents. But kids' parents, it would be amazing. But for those kids, they would have just spent the day getting their ass kicked on that tennis court.
That would happen often, I reckon. Your kids would play with famous people's kids and you don't even discover after.
In the Maldives.
Not always.
We've learnt, if you want to meet some famous people, go to the Maldives. Daniel, who did you have a run-in with, bro?
So a bunch of me and my mates went out to a party one night and some got chatting to all the locals because we was up in Queensland.
Yeah.
And some girl invited us a bunch back because we didn't really know where we were and we went out for breakfast the next morning. Walked out and Bernard Tomic was sitting there eating breakfast.
Oh, my God. Bernie! Oh, my God! Did you see his car? Was his car out the front?
No, I didn't really pay much attention. I sort of said hello and then sort of got out of there as quickly as I could.
So you got Roger and Nadal and Serena and the Maldives.
Yes.
And you got Tommy? Up at the Goldie.
Yeah, not bad.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
It was a hectic start to the show. In fact, a hectic pre-start to the show. We just tried a little game, tested it, because we thought we'd just check it works before bringing it on air.
Of course, we didn't try it with the expensive member of the team. Then if it went wrong, we'd all be out of jobs. So.
Well, there's a whole work safe issue there, but not with you.
Nah.
This is how it ended.
No, oh, it's so bad!
Oh, is he throwing up? He's actually thrown up. Sonda loves it.
Sonda's really into it. We will reveal all what went down, what made him throw up. Will we ever play the game again? We'll find out after four.
Yeah, coming up next though, guys, $2,000. On the line.
Oh, the easiest $2,000 you'll ever make.
Can I win this to make up for what you put me through earlier?
No, you can help. How about you help a listener win it?
Okay.
Simple sound.
Fun for you, but coming up next.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy right across Australia.
Are you ready for this?
All right, guys, this is going to be so easy.
It's simple.
This is the easiest money I've ever made.
Carrie and Tommy's Simple Sound.
It's simple.
Yeah, Bundaberg Brew Drinks are the sound and taste for summer, so we're teamed up with them to bring you the Simple Sound to give you $2,000 cash.
Think all the fun things you do over summer. Think
That's a bad clue. That's a bad clue.
Nah, it's just fun to some people.
Is it?
Yeah.
Which one are we doing?
My dad used to love it.
I don't know which one we're doing.
We're doing the one that I played you before and you said that's not a simple sound. I said it's a very simple sound.
Hannah, are you there?
Yes, hello.
Hey, Hannah, here's the great news. I've been told because my teammates here at the Hit Network tried to kill me earlier that I can help you win the money.
Okay.
The problem is I heard the sound and even though it's called the simple sound, I didn't know what it was.
What do you mean? It's so,
so easy.
Hannah,
so
what would you do with the $2,000?
I'd put it towards savings for buying a house.
Amazing. Hannah. A house that you can use
hang
the way
on,
sound
hang
in
on,
summer.
Who's helping her
Hannah,
now?
Hannah, because yes? I'm helping you, will you give me half the money?
Sure. No,
good
Hannah.
Good deal, Hannah. Great stuff. Here we go.
She's not sharing.
Here we go. Have a listen, Hannah.
All right, here it is. There you go. Hannah.
Hannah, what do you think that is?
Is it an aeroplane propeller?
Hannah, hang on. Sorry. Hannah. I didn't know it. Hannah.
It's
before,
so
hang
obvious.
On, hang on. Hannah's line dropped out a bit and we didn't hear the guest there. So Hannah, we're gonna play you the sound one more time and think about
I gave you the clue that you can use it in your house.
No, not in the house. Not in the house. In the yard.
Exactly. Well, not an aeroplane propeller.
You can use that in your house. It doubles as a good ceiling fan.
All right, Hannah.
One more time.
Yes. Is it a lawnmower?
Yeah. Oh, it's the sounds of summer. An airplane propeller.
Hannah, congratulations. That cash is half yours.
There we go. It is thanks to Australia's favourite ginger beer. You can find it in more places than ever before. Bundaberg Ginger Beer Mini Cans. Find it at your local supermarket. If you want to go at the Simple Sound, register carrieandtommy.com.au. We'll do it again tomorrow.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Tommy had a bit of an incident a little bit earlier on where you vomited.
Bickers. You tried to kill me before our show started today. We haven't played the audio of the game yet.
We're not doing it now, are we?
No, we're not doing it now.
I thought we were talking about something else
here. Hey, we were.
Oh, yeah? Oh, you're just teasing.
We're hooking to what's coming up in the show. It's a tactic to get people listening for longer.
Yeah. You vomited. Why? We'll tell you after four.
Great. So we were going to do something different now, but because you nearly killed me before the show, I've decided to change plans on the run. Yesterday, how do you think our show went? First day back, how do you think it went?
What's happening here? What's happening? I don't like when we go off the board.
And I don't like when my co-host makes me spew.
Hold on. What's going on here? Are we not talking about you in Japan?
How do you think,
the board it says a Japanese money rave.
Yes.
Is that not what's happening here?
Absolutely not. How do you think yesterday's show went?
It was all right.
Let's run through what we did. What did we do? We played a few games and stuff.
Yeah.
We talked a bit about the holidays.
What's happening?
We played How Many Famey Can You Name Me, which is a game which has never really worked. And, here's how you went.
Club sport.
Club sport.
I sat next to that guy on the plane. Who's that? He said he's in a band called Club Sport.
There is a band called Cub Sport.
Oh, yeah. Cub Sport.
No,
that's not it. All right.
I've been meaning to Google his music. Oh, I've got to do that.
That probably won't come up when you Google Club Sport. Now,
I know
a few
it's
things
happening
went,
here. You found
things...
the guy that I sat next to on the plane, haven't you?
Yeah, well, we searched for Club Sport for a long time. A few things went wrong.
Yeah.
It was famous rock bands.
Yeah.
And despite his description, you later said to you as
pop,
being pop, yeah, yeah, you still chucked him in. You got the name slightly wrong. Do you remember the man's name that you met?
I'm not sure we exchanged names.
I'm sure in introductions that's usually one of the first things.
I don't know if we did a proper introduction. I was sitting with my baby and I apologised to him when we first sat down for what was going to be a hellish flight.
Yes.
And he said... I've got nieces and nephews. I know, you know, what young kids are all about. And by the end of the flight, I think he wanted to throw her out of the plane, to be honest.
Well, we've been in touch. He's a gorgeous young man. He's the drummer of Cub Sport.
He's the drummer.
He joins us now. Sir, did you exchange names with Carrie?
We didn't.
Oh! Well, in that case, here's Dan.
Hey, Dan.
Hi, Carrie. Didn't you do your gold Logie winning Carrie Bickmore?
To be fair, you had no idea who I was, did you?
Do you know who I honestly thought you were?
Who?
I thought you were Samantha Stein.
Who's Samantha Stein?
As in Jim Stein, the football player's wife.
Yeah, right.
Oh. Because you were talking about your charity and... we talked about football, and then when this started happening this morning, I was like, oh, that's who I was sitting next to.
So, I thought you said you were the band's manager because you were working the logistics of getting all the luggage off the conveyor belt.
Well, yeah, I was doing that at that for that show as well, like production management as
well. So you're production manager / drummer. You're very talented.
Yeah, because bands, you have to do a lot of jobs. Same with comedy, where you have to be the roadie sometimes as well.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, Dan.
Did you ever consider Club Sport as a name?
Yeah, we thought about it and then we realised there was a famous car named it. And,
yes. Yeah. Do people get Cub Sport and Club Sport confused?
Yeah, more than you would know.
How do you feel about being described as a famous rock band?
Mm. We'll take it. We've
thrown around U2, Coldplay, Club Sport.
Metallica.
it's a great association.
Dan, did you know that you and, more importantly, Club Sport have another link with Carrie's family?
I recently discovered this, yeah.
What?
Dan, would you like to tell Carrie what it is?
Yes, we have a song that's named Evie.
I've got a bit of it here as well. A girl, she's a puzzle of a thousand pieces.
It's fun. A girl should get inside your head
and find the creases. Oh my God, it's so cute. It wasn't Evie you wanted to throw off the plane, though, was it?
I didn't want to throw her off the plane either.
She was kind of annoying, let's be honest. I mean, I had enough by the end of the 5.5 hours. I'm not sure how you went.
Oh, mate,
you just had your noise-cancelling headphones on for the most
That's
of
right.
the time.
Hey, Dan, if people want to follow Cub Sport and find out more, just at Cub Sport, is that where they're finding you?
That's it.
Good stuff. Thank you for getting involved with that.
Chatting with you more soon.
Yep, nice to meet you.
Maybe you can write a song called Adelaide.
We'll it's a really on annoying it. One that lasts a whole flight.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Mm.
I can smell banana.
Can you?
Yep, Sonda's eating banana.
You know what I can smell?
Yep.
Still.
Yeah.
Faint remnants.
Of your spew?
Of my spew.
Yeah. We're about to play you up next. Oh, here's a little taste of something we tried before the show. We thought we'd try out a game to see if it was so much fun that we should do it on air. And this is how it ended.
Oh, it's so bad! It's so bad!
Oh, he's throwing up. He's actually thrown up. Yeah. He's thrown up.
And your vomiting almost made me vomit because I saw a full piece of avocado in your vomit, which I've never seen.
Okay. We should let people know. We are going to play it next.
Yeah.
That's the grossest bit.
Yeah, it doesn't get any grosser than that.
Yeah.
But we'll explain what the game was. You'll hear the game in, what's the expression?
Fruition?
Full? No. Soon?
Anyway, you'll hear the game.
Full fruition, fortly.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
We have been talking about the game.
Yeah, that we tried a game before the show to see if it would work so we could bring it to you live on air.
And you nearly killed me.
Yeah, he's outwinded.
This is fun.
Well, you're blindfolded.
Yeah.
Yeah. Last time I was blindfolded, I interviewed Elton John. Well, pretend not Elton John, no, the impersonator.
You interviewed
John,
the best guy ever, who then is a cab driver in London, and he drove us. I told you we weren't seeing the Spice Girls, but you got to interview Elton John. He was an impersonator, and then drove us to see the Spice Girls.
When were you last blindfolded?
It's not a thing I can say on radio.
Life. Last night. No, well, you're blindfolded for a reason.
Yes.
Because we discovered that there's a game we're not playing on this show, that we're missing a massive opportunity.
Well, we're not engaging in all the senses.
Yeah.
Obviously, the main one that the we talking. Focus on is the auditory. Yeah. But there's few we're missing out on. So you've blindfolded me to play the game, What's Tommy Touching? And boy,
No. What's Tommy Licking? No. No, we're doing What's Tommy Sniffing? I think we're doing it a little
Tommy Sniffing.
Because we realised. Yes, we realised that.
It's just a
fun
sound.
It makes a good sound. That's what we realised.
If you're wondering, geez, how much work goes into these games, all that happened yesterday was Carrie sniffed her microphone, and we went, that sounds funny. Let's do a game of that.
Okay, so I've brought in a whole lot of things for you to sniff.
Have you? Because you told the producers you forgot to bring them all.
They've sourced a whole lot of things to sniff. And then we're going to see if you can guess. Okay. What happens if you get them? Anyway, well, there's no
if we get them right, I win and I don't have to play the game again.
Okay. All right. The first one coming at you now.
All right. Here we go.
What's Tommy Sniffing?
I don't reckon we need to play that every time.
Okay.
Oh, I know. What? Cinnamon.
Oh, well done.
Yeah, Tommy.
All right. Let me just get the other one. Hold on.
Ow.
Oh, yep. You're right. Okay. Ready? Ready to go again?
Yeah.
Actually, we do need the little thing.
Yeah, I thought so.
Sniffy.
Okay.
Oh! It's, have you guys just gone to the spice rack? have you just gone?
What is that?
Is it nutmeg?
No, try again.
Hang on. Is it curry powder?
No.
Ooh.
Do you want me to tell you now or wait to the end?
Give me one more. Okay. It's like gross. It's something in curries, isn't it?
Yes, but it's not that. It is garlic and horseradish tablets.
Not
bad, though. All
right, real tough
I've got to get the other one from outside. Hold on.
Okay.
Talk amongst yourselves.
God, am I going to hear some muffled screams as you drag someone in and I've got to sniff their scalp? What's happening here? I'm so scared of what this is. I'm Buzz, play the sting. Are we good? Why am I so scared?
Sniffy.
Okay.
No, I'm not ready. What was it? It's not meant to touch me.
Did you even smell it?
Come back.
No, it's not part of the game. You haven't touched
okay,
me.
That's the wall. That's the wall. Ow,
what's it? All right, now Tommy and Carrie are both in the corner of the studio. Tommy, get back to your microphone and sniff what's in front of you.
I don't know. Mate, right. Don't touch my nose. Don't.
Okay.
Hang on.
Right, you're close to the microphone now.
Well, don't touch my nose. Don't touch my nose.
Ready to play again? Where's the stick?
Yeah, no, just played it.
Ready? I won't touch your nose. Sniff.
No. It's someone's socks, isn't it?
Nah. Saunders shoes. Last but not least.
Oh, no.
One more. There's one more. One.
No way. Okay. No way. Hang on. Okay.
All right, there's your microphone. Yeah.
Okay.
Good job.
Okay. Are we right, so I'm so scared.
Carrie's just gone outside to pick something up.
Oh, no.
The final one.
This is going to make me spew, isn't it? No. What is that?
What is that?
No. I don't want to play the game anymore.
Here we go.
Turn around.
No.
Sniffy.
Okay, well, I'll go around the other way
for you
to play that.
I'm not playing
it. All right.
Okay.
No, it's so bad. It's so bad. No. No.
Oh. Oh, Is he throwing up? He's actually thrown up. He's thrown up. Oh my god.
He made, no! It's so bad! No, stop! I'm not playing anymore!
Oh my god!
Oh. I can't believe the first time we play the game and that's what you went for.
No, peaked too soon. And then I vomited because I saw your vomit, and then Sondra, our producer, ran outside and vomited, and then Buzz went and vomited.
13 10 60. Oh. If you can stop spewing, pick up the phone, and give us a call. If you can guess what Carrie shoved my face in and made me sniff, we'll give you a prize.
Oh, so bad.
13 10 60. Oh. What do you think it is? Give us a call now.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Now, if you have just joined us before the show today, we tried out a little game to see.
I thought it was going to be fun. It was called What's Tommy Sniffing?
Yep. Do we have a little tiny bit of what happened when we tried that game, buddy?
Yep. Here it is.
No, it's so bad.
Oh, is he throwing up? He's actually thrown up.
Yeah. You made me spew.
Yeah. What were you sniffing that made you spew is what we want to know from the people.
Tania, what do you reckon it was?
I think it is Adelaide's nappy.
As in Carrie's baby or someone from Adelaide?
Carrie's baby.
Mm. Now, we were hoping to play this game again, Tennille, and that would have been a great one for you to sniff. I've got a feeling we'll never be playing this game ever again because we peaked.
No, we haven't played What's Carrie soon. Sniffing. it's a great guess,
yes,
Tennille.
It wasn't. Was what you sniffed about worse, do you think, than Adelaide's nappy?
Way worse.
Okay.
Way worse.
Yeah. Stacey, what do you reckon it was?
I'm thinking like a really stinky French cheese.
Oh, stinky.
It's not bad.
It's not bad because not bad. There is also some cheese kind of smells like spew.
And cheese would go well with what you sniffed.
Oh,
I think you know what it is now.
No,
that.
You can't. Yeah, well.
No, give Stacker another go.
I don't know why. It wasn't like it's a competition. Yeah. No, you must have one guess at the spew smell.
Stace, what do you reckon?
A truffle.
Oh.
No, Carrie, you were right. Should have only given her one guess. Let's go.
Thanks, Stace. Bryce?
Let's go to Bryce. Bryce, what do you reckon?
I reckon it was a durian fruit.
Yes, also spewy smelling.
Yes.
Horrible, but nowhere near as bad as what you go. Thanks, Bryce. Good for getting involved.
Yvonne?
I reckon it was off milk, like curdled off milk.
Now we're in the ballpark.
Are we? Is that
Ish.
The ballpark?
Ish.
The off bit,
Ish.
Maybe.
Yes. Yvonne, you're getting us close. You're getting us close.
Yep.
Bonnie, I think, Bonnie, you might get us even closer. Bonnie, what do you reckon?
I reckon Tommy sniffed rotten food.
Rotten food. What do you reckon would be the worst type of rotten food to have shoved
probably
in your face?
Rotten eggs.
What do you think would be the second worst?
Or really old what?
Or like 2-week-old Chinese food from the back of your work fridge.
It's getting a bit racial now, but I reckon we just go into...
Should we reveal? This is what it was. Bonnie, have a listen.
What was it, Tommy? That made you throw up.
That is so gross. It's an off seafood platter.
It is yesterday's seafood platter from the office.
Oh my god. All right, it's all going on down here. That was
so guttural.
It's because it was a seafood platter that had all these different types of seafood that had been
oysters.
In the sun for a day and stunk off. It still stinks in the cupboard. And you.
Funniest part, Bonnie, the funniest part is that Eli, our web guy, had to travel from our office base, office headquarters, to where we record the show, which is 30 minutes away, in a cab with a plate of off seafood.
Oh, no.
Buzz, are you going to give Bonnie something? Oh, give her the seafood platter. She can have that.
You can have a seafood platter, and Bonnie, you can also get your $150 voucher to spend at Swimwear Galore. Visit swimweargalore.com.au.
So are we going to do this again, or is that the game done?
No, we're going to do What's Carrie Sniffing tomorrow.
Okay.
And for the video, go to our Instagram page, @CarrieTommyShow.
Just while we've got them, Buzz, on 13 10 60, obviously I don't have a baby, but I do require a soiled nappy. So if you have any soiled nappies,
I'll bring
in Adelaide's
for you.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Right around the country, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little, the great Australian brew, Bundaberg Ginger Beer. It is now available in mini cans. So wherever you go, they can too. Enjoy the new Bundaberg Ginger Beer mini cans at your local supermarket today.
That was clever, Buzzy. Wherever you go, they can too.
Yeah, see what I did there?
No, he didn't know he'd done that.
No, what he did there was reading off a sheet. But you did it with a bit of gusto and I like it, Buzz.
Oh, a member of the family... Our broader family, almost our in-laws, I'd say. So not our immediate family you or myself or Sonda.
This is confusing.
Like a cousin.
One of my cousins?
Okay, Hughes has joined a cult.
Okay.
And we need to chat to him about it.
So yes.
I was thinking he's like a broader family member is what I was getting at.
Yeah.
He's like the dodgy uncle. Well, I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah, he's definitely the inappropriate uncle, which is surprising for a sober man. Imagine how creepy he'd be if he drank.
All right, we'll get to that soon. Up next, though, guys, the paper quiz.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
Strap yourself in for the most exciting radio segment of all time. Carrie and Tommy do the quiz from the newspaper.
First one of the year. How exciting. Yep.
And first time at this time of day. We're not normally on at this time of day. So
no.
This is the first time people listening will hear the greatest radio quiz ever.
Yeah. I love radio that you think some people's listening habits are strictly at a time regardless of what show is on.
Oh, often you're driving home at the same time every day.
So you reckon
when's
we've
the last time you did a job you had to drive home from at the same time every day?
I don't. I pick my radio show and what I'd like to listen to, and then I drive only at those times. So I'm either usually really early for work. Sometimes I'm really late for work. At the moment, there's breakfast radio shows that I love, and so I'm
so
in
when
here.
You're getting in to do your comedy set at 8 p.m. You've been in since 7 a.m.
Yep. And I've heard some ripping radio, and then I've just tooled around by myself for a while. Are you feeling smart? Because
not really. Okay. I'm still in holiday mode.
I've been doing quite a lot of quizzing over
the
break.
For fun.
I love it.
Oh.
If I've got a lazy morning, I'll go and sit with a friend at a cafe and do the quiz.
Do the friends love it as much, or is it?
Oh, sorry. When I say friends, I ask a stranger on the next table. I'm sorry.
All right, let's get into it. If you are joining us for the first time, we're literally just doing the quiz out of the paper. Question one.
Really exciting.
Which 2019 movie stars Helen Mirren and Ian McKellen.
Oh,
we had this on the project.
Yep, Walita went and interviewed them.
The good.
Yep.
The good or the bad liar. The good or the bad liar. One of the others.
The good or the bad liar.
Is he not that like?
Bad liar is a song. I reckon it.
Bad liar.
So the good liar. Let's call it the good liar.
Okay, great.
Yep.
Great. Question number two. What is the most populous of the five boroughs of New York City?
Brooklyn, Bronx, Queens, and Staten. I was just trying to work. Or Manhattan.
Manhattan.
Or Bronx.
It's most
or Queens.
Populated? Is that what the question was?
Populous,
yeah. Surely it would be Manhattan. Yeah.
Or,
was that too obvious?
I just feel like there's... I don't feel like there's...
That many people?
No, I mean, I know there's heaps of people. There's also heaps of business. Oh, I don't know. Manhattan,
Maybe they're living in Brooklyn or living in the
Bronx. Well, I know a lot of people live in the Bronx and come into Manhattan.
Let's say the Bronx. Let's go out on a limb.
Bronx it is. Here we go. Yep. Question three. Which country hosted the first stage of the 2019/20 UCI Cyclo Cross World Cup?
Oh, because you are the cyclist in the group, so...
Cyclocross.
You're a mad cyclocross fan.
Australia.
Okay, lock it in.
Great. Question four. Traveling.
What is cyclocross?
It's
cycling while angry. Yeah.
All right, question four. Traveling Without Moving is one of the best-selling albums by which band?
Oh,
yeah, you know it.
Do I?
Yeah. Jamiroquai.
That was
isn't it?
I was going to say The Village People. It's Jamiroquai. It is Village People.
I just feel
it's Jamiroquai, Travelling Without Moving.
All right, and question number five. Shrewdness is the collective noun for what type of creature starting with A?
Shrewdness?
Yeah.
A shrewdness of something, like a murder of crows.
Starting with A.
Shrewdness of...
Ants?
It starts with A.
Ants.
No, it's
I don't
colony.
Reckon they're
it's
an
a
animal.
Colony. A colony.
Yeah. I just don't think they're an animal.
Antelope?
A shrewdness of antelope.
Or...
Armadillo?
A shrewdness of armadillos.
That's a good one.
Aardvark?
Let's do armadillo. That's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Great. All right, let's go through the answers. Question number one. So let me get my little ding ready because it's correct.
Yeah.
Good liar.
Well done.
Good
lack
work.
Of confidence in the quiz when he doesn't have the dings ready.
I've got about six no's ready, but only one ding. All right, here we go. Question number two. Yep. The most populous of New York City. We locked in the Bronx, and it is Brooklyn.
Oh. But it wasn't Manhattan, though, so that was very good by you.
It's still wrong, though, so that's the purpose of the game.
Give us a bit of a ding. The theory was right. Yeah, I have a ding for the theory.
Ding dong.
Yeah. All right, question number three. For cyclocross, Carrie, you were very confident with this answer. You said Australia.
Cyclocross.
It was the US of A.
Give us a ding for the confidence.
There you go. That's the only ding you're getting for the rest of the quiz, I reckon. I lie, because Jamiroquai is correct. For
thank you.
Not for village people.
That's weird. Did I not get a ding for that?
You did. There it is. Bloody hell. Question five.
Bloody hell. He's annoyed because he has to do two dings. Like he has to climb up the bell tower and ring it himself.
Now I'm starting to understand why your last show was last year.
You're still stuck with me for another 2 weeks, so be kind. All right, question number five. Yes. We locked in armadillo, the shrewdness collective noun for apes.
Oh. A shrewdness collective.
That was an ape shit of apes. Incorrect.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Up next, Yuzi and Ed.
Oh, I watched you guys on Brekkie this morning. You're working hard.
Yeah, we were. Don't bring it up, Carrie. On the Today Show today, where
you lost to Carl Stefanovic in a game of tennis.
It was horrific. I could have won if I had I would have had to shirt front Ellie Langdon, formerly Alison Langdon.
You're such a hero because you decided to.
Pull out. I pulled out. I pulled out when I should have gone straight through her.
You wouldn't have made it. You were nowhere near it.
Don't be like that.
You were nowhere near it.
I was near it,
man. I'm trying to help you out here by moving on from that phrase that you've used.
No, it's a quality. You go straight through if you want to go straight through
to get to the ball and to get to the prize.
I didn't understand why you were so tired. Why you kept talking about how tired you were?
Honestly, I've never had less sleep. This is you know, I don't know. Tommy probably operates like this on a weekly basis, but I could not sleep last night because we did that benefit gig, which went forever, and I was drinking energy drinks like their water. And I had about 15, and I didn't have any sleeping pills, but I had one the night before, which was weird. So anyway, but
it's a weird thing to brag about not having any sleeping pills.
He's trying to get a deal.
That's a real way to give away a habit.
He's trying to get Still Knocks on the phone.
Are your energy drinks vegan?
Yeah, they are sugar free as well. So yeah,
what are they?
I want to discuss your veganism.
Sick
with
him. Oh,
are you going to do what I'm hoping you're going to do? Get him on a technicality, please?
When you came over to visit while we were over on holiday, you went on and on about game changes and how haven't been injured or felt sore after exercise since you turned vegan. Is that what you said?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It took me about a month. I went for a run with Ed and he beat me because I got a sore calf, but the next day have not been injured since. So,
But you said you haven't pulled up sore either, didn't you?
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
And then the next morning you went for a run with my partner Chris.
Yeah, he tried to kill me. He really did.
And then he texted you and said, how are you going? And what'd you say?
I was a bit sore.
Yeah, there we go.
A bit sore.
There we go.
And then he reminded you that you weren't meant to feel sore and then you decided you weren't sore anymore.
No, I pushed through it. But no, I wasn't as sore as I would have been. He's fit.
Interesting.
We're talking more about the fact that do you genuinely believe that your lack of soreness is your veganism?
Absolutely, yeah. And I was talking to a veteran AFL umpire today, Razor Ray Chamberlain.
Fantastic.
And I said, mate, you're an old umpire, but you want to keep going? Get on the veganism.
Oh, I thought he was going to tell you he was a vegan, not just you lecturing him about becoming a vegan. Because umpires aren't hated enough, so that'll help him, won't it?
It's also a weird place to go for top athletic advice.
Oh, they got to go pretty hard, the umpires.
Okay, sure. Yeah, but he was organising, he's getting Pete Hallier to do a gig for him, so
are you feeling jealous? Is that what was happening
now? No, I did the gig last year and I said I could come back, I got new material.
Yeah, of course you could.
Yeah, man. There
we go. I'm not
the
tired.
New stuff, not Pete's tired old rubbish. See, just some of this fresh Husey gear up here.
Do you think you wear your shirt or Pete's shirt when you do
What happened here?
I wore Pete Hallier's shirt last night because I had to run to the project in the rain.
Yeah, he wasn't happy about this.
And I know, he got it really rough. And they said
I thought it was pretty ridiculous. You arrived at the project with a wet shirt, and so their solution was give you the new shirt of Pete's that he was about to wear on stage at a stand-up gig.
Yeah, and it was way too big for me. It was like Demis Roussos' shirt. And
That's a weird time to lay the boot in after he's wet your shirt.
It's also a tough reference. What Tommy's done there is giving people time to Google Demis Roussos, which is a real... This is a massive help for all of us.
I did not know it was Pete's shirt.
Hang on, can we have the reference explained?
Demis Roussos.
Demis Roussos?
No, look, I take Demis Roussos back. Pete's already unhappy with me.
But who is Demis Roussos?
Demis Roussos.
Demos. Who's Demis?
Demis and Go.
He was a singer from the 60s and 70s.
He was a large Greek man. He was like an inflated Enrique Iglesias.
Hey, Buzz. He's a quality actor. He was a quality actor.
Can you quickly check the run sheet? Have we got any Demis Roussos coming up in using it?
I don't think we've had it on for about 40 years.
Demis.
All right. We're out of here. Hughesy Ned up next. Have a good afternoon, everyone.
Right, see ya.
Bye, guys.
With the Carrie and Tommy Catch-Up Podcast, you can take the show anywhere. And with the new Bundaberg Ginger Beer mini cans, wherever you go, they can too. Australia's favourite Bundaberg Ginger Beer. Find them in your local supermarket today.